listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, September 1st already in the year 2021. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. Glad to be here as always. You're right, September 1st, 2021. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Autumn is coming.
We're getting through the year and it's going by quick. Welcome to those joining us live. We always appreciate having you. Welcome to those listening to the archives. We're glad you get to catch up with us. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. Now, as always, we're going to begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. And those are 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. Now tonight, we're going to be digging into the patterns of life. And I think last week we were kind of touching on this in our topic, weren't we, Dr. Hunter? And we're kind of thinking in terms of finding patterns in life.
Well, we were. And I think in our discussion that kind of, you know, lent itself to where we're talking patterns is how some things tend to repeat or we find ourselves back again, you know, or there's these loops of time. You say, hey, you know, picking up where I left off 10 years ago, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there are these really interesting patterns. First of all, we could get into numerology. We've talked about cycles before. We can get into that a little bit. But the thing about patterns that I've noticed, this is where I come from in my thinking, is that we're all on our own frequency. And sometimes, you know, we zig when we should have zagged, and we get off of our frequency. Things aren't going very, you know, very well. And somehow it goes back to, gets back on track with our frequency, and we kind of pick up where we left off. And I have a really good example to tell you about, Michael, if I may indulge for a minute. I have a really good friend of mine. When she moved out here to BC a number of years ago, there was a job in a particular town that was supposed to be hers. Well, things with the company went kind of awry. She ended up in a different city, but still out here in BC. Then she was transferred, and when they sold that particular branch, she was offered, or she was offered a place, a job at another place, but the man she was with at the time refused to go. Fast forward 12 years. She's on her own now. House is sold. Ready to make a change, she calls that same company back, and lo and behold, they have a couple of openings. Both openings are in those two towns she was supposed to be transferred to. So, you know, the initial town and then the second one that came available, both of those openings are there. She's now applied for them, and she's in negotiation with going back to work for this company and getting the job that she would have had 12 years ago, in particular, that her husband at the time said, no, I don't want to live there. So it's like there's a pattern, right?
It's like interesting how these things come up.
Yeah, so she's plugged back in to her own frequency. And, of course, I couldn't be happier for her. It's been quite a road for her. But it's exciting to see and to witness this, how getting back on her frequency, in charge of her own life again. But, you know, that time, you know what I'm saying? It's that mm-hmm. time and space thing and plugging in. So that, to me, is a pattern. That's, and her and I have talked about this. She's like mind boggled. Wow. Like, what are the odds of that? Well, it's not an accident. There's some kind of energy flow, a frequency flow, and you've reclaimed your life. Now you're getting right where you should be. So that's what I talk about with patterns. And I've noticed certain patterns with myself. I'm sure everybody has their own patterns. Patterns can be even as seemingly insignificant as, no matter, let's say, running into an old friend in the strangest place.
That, I think we all can relate to that. It comes up so often. It's very weird where you'll be thinking about somebody and they pop up. How many of us have those anecdotes?
Oh, crazy. I have lots of those. So I'm sorry, I was just reading the chat. Let's just stop for a moment, Michael. We have to let our listening audience in the archives later know this. Jamil was saying before the program, they were waiting. He said, we can listen to the comic vibration of the universe, meaning whatever. And later he says, oh, I'm really sorry, I meant cosmic vibration. You've replied to him. There's nothing wrong with the comic vibration. So I had to talk about that because it just put my mind somewhere else for a second there. I was distracted. That was very funny, Jamil. Anyway, it was funny.
It was.
So I've had – there's a girl I knew way back in junior high and high school. And keep in mind, I graduated in 1973. Her and I have crossed paths several times in life, but each of us gets on our way. I move here to Vernon, B.C., see her on the street. I said, wow, nice to see you. Within a week, I saw her three times. I said, I think we're supposed to be friends. And they had been living out here for 24 years. So that's how long it had been since I'd seen her. And, of course, we have become really close friends being out here now. But what are the odds of that? Someone, you know, I go back that many years with and reconnecting. I have traveled to some city, run into somebody I hadn't seen for 20 years. I'm thinking, now, how is that parallel? Is there a pattern there? Is there a synchronicity?
The rhythms kind of lining up between different people.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's a pattern in there. I really do, even mm-hmm. though it's one that we can't intellectually kind of figure out. But because I've known other people, I never run into them. Like, people you'd like to run into, you never run into them, even in a small town. It's like, we must be shopping at different times or different things because I never see them.
Yeah, but, well, the odds are against you seeing them, which is why it stands out so much when something like this happens. It plays against the odds. You know, probability says it shouldn't have happened, but it does. And those things are interesting. Those moments where something that shouldn't have happened by all probability, and it does happen, those become the noteworthy moments in our lives, the noteworthy moments in our history.
I agree. I think, though, that if we can say patterns of life can be also, you know, taking the universal principle out of it, I think we have unconscious patterns that are repeated. You know,
patterns of behavior.
Sure. You know, why do I keep attracting that kind of mate or partner? Why do I keep attracting this? And we have our own unconscious kinds of programming that attracts, or we find ourselves in situations. Now, I don't entirely go there. I can know what I'm responsible for, but then there's also external patterns, you know, because we're all navigating life in this very busy world. The intersections are like... I used to be able to go from here to there and, you know, hardly see a car. Now, like, whoa, navigating traffic in six blocks is crazy. So we're all navigating life in a much busier way, so to speak, and the energy is more intense. So I think that there are these other external factors. Why do I keep encountering, you know, here's a good example. You know, my daughter once said to me, Mom, no matter where you go, you keep attracting all these Christian people. I said, no, stop. Stop right there. That's not true. They are everywhere. It has nothing to do with me.
That is true. It's like, you know, going out into the forest and say that, you know, for some reason, I don't know why I'm attracting all these trees to me. It's just very strange. But yeah, especially, you know, in the West and Canada and, well, many places of the world, there's, there be Christians. They just keep sprouting up. Well, I know, I used to be one.
A lot of other things. If you happen to live in a place where there's a lot of, let's say, rig workers and oil people and, you know, construction guys, and you say, wow, you know, I keep attracting these kinds of guys, well, that's because that's all that lives there. You know? So
right.
It's not just about you. It's about where you're cultured.
Right.
And your
environment. We have to understand that we're a part of a living, breathing universe. We're not the center of a living, breathing universe. So,
that's
you
right.
know, these patterns, these things aren't happening because some entity is just, you know, planning out our existence. And they're spending so much time putting all the details into our existence for us. That's not happening. But, you know, our rhythms intersect with others. You know, our frequencies line up. It happens. And it's wonderful. It's magical. It makes life unpredictable. And I have always said that there's nothing worse than boredom, and I really mean that. I think boredom has led to wars, boredom of kings. They want to do something. They want to, you know, they're taking a great thing. Yes, they're taking a great thing.
But there's patterns of wars, too. Whenever, you know, a country or an area is feeling like they're going a little broke, they just start a war and you get money flowing again. You know, I mean, there's those other patterns. You know,
well,
that are kind of predictable.
Look at humanity like you would look. Well, try to look at humanity from an outside perspective, like an anthropologist,
or an alien,
and the animal that we are. We have patterns of behavior that are based off of those. So we talk about wars, and often we talk about wars in the sense of, you know, greed and things like that. But a lot of times it's just different tribal groups fighting over resources, and the group that controls the most resources, the access to the most, you know, it could be mineral resources, silk, gold, different ideas, technology, these different things. They're going to help that group succeed in the evolutionary fight. It's unfortunately, I keep coming back to this conclusion that human beings are not apart from nature at all, that everything that human beings do is nature. We are the human animal, and we are being that animal. And we a lot of times assign all these different ideas and notions to war, but it's a lot more basic than that. I think we just make it more complicated.
Well, I agree, but I do think that there are frequencies and patterns that are there if we can observe. And I'm not saying go look for them. I think that observe them.
I completely agree with that.
Through, you know, the main vehicles for this are like astrology, numerology, cycles of life by H. Spencer Lewis. There's really interesting things that are with math and that the threads that tend to repeat, like this will happen, a different expression of a similar thing every 9 years or every 7 years, mm-hmm. every 12 years. And I know the friend I was talking about earlier, she has a pattern of every 12 years, which is a master number, and I find that fascinating. So I think we're living in all kinds of patterns, whether it's at that very base unconscious psychological level,
mm-hmm.
or it's expansive and universal.
There's Absolutely.
Patterns within patterns. And
you know, these different layers.
And yeah, and it's kind of, think of a spiral, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's going up and down at the same time. And then spirals within spirals. So they intersect, I think, more frequently than we are kind of paying attention to. That's kind of my thought.
Well, I'd agree with that completely. But I also, you know, when I say that human beings, we act out as the human animal, I don't mean to take away our, you know, free will or the fact that that we're something more. I'm more likely to say that consciousness and awareness are what make self-awareness. Mm-hmm. And I think that all these different qualities that we think of as the human experience, I think it's broader than that. I think that the level of intelligence you see from other animals on our very own planet is self-awareness. And I think that if we're really to truly understand consciousness, we have to try to break outside of our own, you know, kind of rigid thinking on this topic and try to think about what consciousness might be from a different perspective. It might just be a different form. It might have different patterns. It might have different rhythms. And that takes me to a thought that I had earlier that, oh, if it's too wacky, you just let me know, Dr. Hunter. But I was thinking about patterns and rhythms and music. And I was thinking about how music is just one of those things that engages the human soul. And I wonder if it would engage another creature. I mean, I think we've all seen YouTube videos or Instagram videos of different animals reacting to music in different ways, especially birds can get into the rhythm. Mm-hmm. Somebody pointed out, you know, oh, they're just, you know, kind of reacting to the sound and kind of swaying. And somebody else pointed out that's exactly what dancing is. But
Now I think this is a fabulous kind of take on patterns and rhythms, because nature has its own and reflects more of itself, and how each of us is connected to those rhythms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's geese migrating, you know, whether it's for food sources, breeding, doesn't matter. You know, they know where to go. They navigate their way. Those are patterns.
There.
Patterns of, like a heartbeat is a drum. Mm-hmm. And I've had talks with people about this before, about music, for instance. Well, drumming and dance is a reflection of nature. And mm-hmm. in any indigenous culture, they'll talk about, it's not just, you know, the need to move. There's a heartbeat and there's a story. There's that, a reflection of. So all indigenous dance or folklore dance is telling a story. There's something to it, whether it's mimicking an animal in nature, or it's, you know, this is what we do when we till the fields, mm-hmm. you know, kind of thing. There, and that forms its own pattern, but it's reflective and interactive with our environment. So then we're creating other, you know, patterns, like whether it's springtime and planting, or, you know, the fall and harvesting. Mm-hmm. You know, there's patterns within those patterns that is all natural, connected to nature.
Absolutely. Well, everything.
My little speech there.
Well, what are we here to do if not give little speeches? But we have to do something to fill the time. But, you know, I think about I think about music being the language of the abstract. Music is a way to convey, you know, thought and feeling without words. And whenever I say music, I am expressly discounting lyrics and chorus. Because, but that's kind of like putting the finishing touch on a story, the lyrics. Mm. The music, the instrumental, that is what is telling the story. That is what's stirring emotion.
Mm-hmm.
The words, they kind of clarify it a little bit. They say, okay, you know, you could have a sad song, and the words, they say, why is it sad for this particular person or something like that, but the music is expressing that emotion. But really what I want to get back to with my original thought on this was that, exactly as you were saying, that I think our ability to read, write, and create music is reflective of our kind of evolution to a certain level of self-awareness, of sentience, of consciousness. And that starts to break into, I think, some of the rhythms and patterns of life. And I don't just mean the materialistic ones that we can measure and see, touch, and feel. I'm also alluding to the ones where you just kind of seem to meet up with somebody. Because what is music if not repetitious patterns? Different beats, different tempos, different things, and they kind of intersect at different lines. That's kind of what I'm thinking about.
Ione just said something in the chat. For height and depth, no sound can reach. Music is the soul's own speech.
That is very beautiful. Very well said.
Beautifully said. I think that, again, it's that essence of us that wants to be expressive and interactive. And in that, we do create patterns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are creatures of habit, first of all. That's just our basic psychology.
Oh, sure.
But it's also natural. So, and these expressions. So I think that unconscious, now if I'm going to take this, you know, again, being completely objective, scientific, whatever, psychological, is we have conditioned behaviors that create patterns. But there are these other really extraordinary patterns to look at and observe. And everyone can do this in their own life. Look back at your life. What patterns have, you know, been repeating? And again, we have running into old friends or getting a new job or, you know, when I move in September, I tend to be in that place a long time. Any other time of the year I move, it's temporary. I don't know why. It's a very bizarre thing. So that's a pattern. And again, I don't know why that pattern exists, only that it does. So I don't go to make that happen. It's just the way it has happened. So you've got patterns in your own life. And Michael, you do. Everybody does. So if you look at those patterns, and sometimes I think we just need to accept patterns. You know, we just accept that they're there. And, you know, always work toward being on our own frequency of life. You know, staying as close to our own self as possible. And I know that's hard these days in the big old world, although it's crazy thick. But it's staying true to yourself, true to your own energy, true to who you are, and then looking at those patterns that you have and seeing that there are some really extraordinary mysteries in there that, you know, we don't do anything with them, Michael. We just kind of work with them, go along for the ride and think, wow, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that we yet have the perspective to truly understand so much of the mystery that goes on around us, but if we're, one of the beautiful quotes that comes to my mind, just thinking about this kind of avenue, I've said it many a time on this program, I'm sure, Albert Einstein's quote, that the mysterious is the most beautiful thing that we can experience. One of my favorite quotes of all time, because it's absolutely true. There is nothing more beautiful than a mysterious concept, especially if you're close to kind of getting it. It's just right there. It's just, you know, there's just so much potential. And it's a wonderful thing.
You know, the flip side, I do want to say, Wendy is not with us this evening.
Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier. We have a few folks that we haven't
Wendy
seen.
Wendy lives in the path of Ida. And she's been posting on Facebook. She's safe. But here's a pattern. 16 years ago, almost to the day, was Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a pattern. Like, to the day, are you kidding? I think to the same week is fascinating enough.
Yeah.
But 16 years to the day. So what is that pattern? What is that? That's not to say other hurricanes haven't happened, but this was equal and more in strength than it. I'm only saying it was to the day.
Oh, it was, yeah.
You know, it was equal and more in strength than Katrina was. So there's something measurable there about a pattern.
Yes, luckily, and go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, and so historically, where are those natural patterns? And then they tend to intensify, and I know everybody says there's no such thing as climate change. Yeah, yeah.
Here's everybody.
We are in speeding up time and speeding up these patterns. Maybe it wouldn't have happened except every 100 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
16 years to the day. That's mind-blowing to me.
That's, you know, reality-defying probability. I always thought it was kind of funny. We had a hurricane hit here where I live in Florida that was pretty rough. It was a Category 4, but it was just intense. Hurricane Charlie kind of devastated the Port Charlotte, Punta Gorda, local town area, just leveled a lot of places. And I always thought it was ironic that it came on Friday the 13th. But, yeah, I would say that these patterns in life are very interesting because it indicates that there might be a layer that we're not fully able to grasp. I will also say that I would be remiss if I didn't go into this, branch of the topic too. Correlation does not equal causation. We're human beings. We're the human animal. We are instinctually driven to find patterns. It is how we have been so successful. But we are still driven to find patterns, and sometimes patterns that are not there. Patterns that have nothing to do with one another. This is why people were given leeches in the Middle Ages. Because somebody thought they saw a pattern, and so they kept doing it. And sure, there are a few rare things that leeches do help with. But there is no one size fits all, of course. And people just didn't understand the depth of it. They didn't understand why. And, okay, a pattern's interesting. Okay, correlation's interesting. But it's just a start. It is not proof. And you need to get to that deeper truth that is layered within, because there is one thing I think I figured out, and I've been around a while now, and I think I figured out at least one thing, and that is that the truth is very, very hard to define. It is very hard to peel back the layers on and get a true understanding. And a big reason of that is because we're limited by our singular perspective.
Well, my old teacher, Frank Appleyard, he would say that the only things that are true are what we know as fact, and the fact is we live on a planet and there's a moon revolving around the planet and we revolve around the sun, and that's really all we know that's true.
Well, that's very similar to something else I've heard, that the only laws are the laws of physics, everything else is just an argument.
That's true. So it is perspective, and I'm totally with you. I am happy to say that Wendy is safe, and those around her, but she's had some power issues.
Yeah.
They had the power out for a while, and so she's limited in her access, and I know she'll be joining us again as soon as she can. But, there's a lot of things going on in the planet, and again, looking at those patterns and how often do they happen and what information is accurate. Mm-hmm. I can see certain patterns that other people don't see, but maybe I'm out to lunch. Other people see patterns. I'm saying, yeah, like why did a bird fly in my window? Because it was blinded by the sun. I don't know. Nothing. It just is what it is in some ways.
There are people that say there is no such thing as a coincidence. And that's just complete BS. Of course, there are coincidences. Life is kind of an organized chaos, if it's ever organized at all. But there is an immense amount of chaos to life, which is why those things that come along and connect, why they're so remarkable and special, is because we live in a chaotic world where things don't always line up.
Well, that brings me to a topic for next week that I would like to address, if you're agreeable.
Oh, I think you know I'm going to be. What is it?
Well, I received a message from one of the students of the school, and he was mentioning about these negative portals that are being opened, and we have to close them, or it's going to take over. And I was kind of stunned by that, because that wasn't something that was on my radar.
That's not what I was expecting to hear, but go on.
I responded by, I said, I think, I'm not sure it works that way. I think it's people that create that negativity, not necessarily. However, that being said, because I've done a lot of thinking about it since I got that message, and he and I, we had a small bit of a messaging discussion, but it didn't go very far. But I've been thinking about it, and it is, there is something to be said for the energy of portals. And what I'd like to address next week is, like in Sedona, for instance, there's the airport vortex, and it's a very masculine kind of energy. And that's what they call it, a masculine vortex. Well, what is that? Well, it's just a little bit more disruptive. But do I see it as negative? No. So it's in the translation of what those portals and conduits are, and kind of exploring that a little more and what's going on in that way, and just perspective again. So portals and vortexes and energy of the earth, I would love to explore that more.
Michael. Yeah, I'm down for that. I think it'd be an interesting discussion. Now, to be fair, I have also been stuck on the concept of the vortex being masculine because it's more destructive. I think that's unfair. I mean, come on.
It's a little more, how do I say?
You know, toxic, you know, aggressive, no, wrong.
Assertive.
What are you trying to say?
You feel more brazen or assertive or energetic as opposed to a feminine, which is a little quieter. You know, there's another vortex in Sedona that they call it the feminine one, which is by water. Sitting there, it's very meditative and quiet, nurturing. And so I'm just saying.
I guess I've just never really associated those. Well, like, okay, aggressive. I get it. Guys are more aggressive.
We'll talk about it next week, Jose.
Sure.
If anybody
I'm not going to recall this topic next week, but but we'll go for it. But one thing that I'll say before we move on to the cards, which we are going to pull, thank you, Dr. Hunter, and definitely throw your name in chat. Shame on me for not bringing this up at the outset, but of course our thoughts are with those in the path of Ida and, you know, other storms that have been raging, floods throughout the southeast United States from these storms passing through there as well. A lot of people in harm's way, and of course, well, there are a lot of places that are going on in the world that are always, but thoughts are with a lot of people, you know, that have been suffering in Afghanistan too, and wishing the best for those that are in danger in all places of the world. And I just wish we could have a better world, but we're all working to that end together. That's one of the reasons that we come here, and that's one of the reasons I appreciate you all joining us every week, because you make my world a little bit better. So thank you for that.
Well, that goes a lot of different ways, Michael. It certainly is for me, too. And it creates a pattern in my world.
I love a good pattern, I'll tell you.
Every Wednesday, that's a good rhythm, a pattern.
It is.
Yeah,
it
you
is.
Need to know that. So I think we have first up here is Ione for a card, Michael. So again, for those in the archives, Michael is drawing a card that's of the Inner Oracle Self-Discovery cards designed by Dr. Kelly. And I pull a support card, which is a tarot. And we'll see what happens, and there's a story.
Tells a good message, and we hope it connects. Now, I'm going to roll the dice. I'm pretty sure I recall Ione, and I apologize if I'm saying it incorrectly.
I'm bad.
I have wild card number 4, Unknowable.
I love that card.
Gotta love a good wild card. Let's see here. There are mysteries in the universe. Not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable unforeseen knowledge for what lie ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind and you change your world. Change your mind, and what was once unknowable may now be knowable. Listen to the subtle leadings and incitations of your higher self. What was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change. Hope that connects.
Well, I love that. I mean, I like unknowable because it means we're always growing and expanding and progressing and becoming more conscious, I think. And in support of that, it's a 3 of hearts. So, Ione, I apologize for not saying your name right.
Maybe I got us on the wrong path. I'm paranoid now.
The 3 of cups, the 3 of hearts. What I see as, it's a support card to the unknowable, is when you live in your happy place, that celebrating place, that never mind the negativity, never mind that other stuff. It's just be you. And connecting with, you know, it's like being in your body and living from that inner place. And then you sending that energy out. It's like a promise of something really good around the corner. So I want to say in this unknowable time, I know because sometimes we're unnerved by things we don't control or can't be in control of, but you can be a good manager. So manage these changes and just know that living from your heart, there's some really cool things about to unfold, Ione. So I get tingles when I see that together. Good for you.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. We have Jamil up next.
We do.
Let's see. The Indomitable Power of the Human Spirit, number 10. Mm.
We got that last week, too, didn't we?
It sure feels familiar.
Yeah.
Jamil, you'll have to let us know if that's a repeat for you. The human spirit is unequaled in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing is out of reach for you. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your powerful spirit to overcoming whatever obstacles stand in your way.
Well, the hermit comes up, and that's in the major arcana, so the 22 major arcana symbols. The hermit is very introspective, internal. It's like seeking advice from that inner self, your intuitive self, contemplative. So in that, your own power of spirit, that's where your answers are. And look, that's not rocket science. We all kind of know that. We preach that all the time on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And although I shouldn't use the word preach, we suggest, you know, it's...
I mean, I'll get in the pulpit. I'll tell you what to do.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's okay. We're not that kind of group. I'm sorry. That's wrong.
So I feel like this is something is kind of... Again, I want to say, never mind what other people say or what they're doing. Be true to yourself. And do what is intuitive for you, because that's where your power is. So that indomitable power of the human spirit, you have the will, the determination, and that hopefulness to get through anything difficult. So if there are some in that, again, I'm just going by what I sense here, you know, some challenges in your life, stay true to you, Jamil. You're going to get through this, and all your answers are inside yourself. So don't listen to the negativity. That's what I want to say to you.
Good message. And Jamil put in chat that he did have number 10 last week. So patterns. Patterns are everywhere, I'm telling you. Jeez.
Patterns.
All right. We have Ronnie up next, and I think that's our last card for the evening. Just a few tonight.
Okay. Yep.
I have number 37, groundedness.
Good.
Always good to be grounded. I'm trying to get there. Let's see. Remain grounded by looking for evidence that supports or refutes claims or beliefs. Have a compelling and defensible basis for your beliefs, especially esoteric beliefs. An absence or denial of evidence does not assure a truthful conclusion. Be willing to examine beliefs, assumptions, and opinions and weigh them against facts. Suspend judgment until you have considered all of the facts or have more facts to uncover. Adjust opinions when new facts are found.
Well, interestingly enough, Ronnie, the King of Spades comes up. So that can be assertive. You know, it can be sometimes it's somebody who knows when to take charge but can take charge too quick, sometimes without thinking of other people. So this is the reminder that we, in being true to ourselves, doesn't mean we don't take others into consideration. So in being grounded and sensible and knowing when to move ahead and be more assertive is like the key to being a really good manager. So it's you running your own life, but with a sensitivity and compassion for others. You know, it's kind of like when you make a decision to make a change, it's good to tell others because they don't know what you're doing.
You know?
And it's like, what happened? Oh, didn't I tell you that I'm moving to China? You know, I'm being extreme. But it's that knowing when to temper that get up and go. So that's all that this is saying, is being self-aware, being centered, being grounded. That's a good one. I think it is.
It is. It's a good message. It's a strong foundation. And it's getting at that truth we were talking about earlier.
Perfect. I like it. Hmm. It is interesting patterns, and that's why Wendy does keep track for us, thankfully, and when certain cards do repeat, certain messages repeat. Now, again, mathematically, you'd say, wow, how many cards are there and how many cards are here? What are the odds? Mathematically, mm-hmm. it's bonkers. So we observe that. Now, again, we don't know what that means, except that there's an unconscious kind of energy or pattern at work. So we get to see it when we do this.
Yeah, it's... And we were talking about this last week, too, in the sense that sometimes the... It seems like when the universe wants to tell us something, that it alters the probability of what might happen. So people run into each other that haven't seen each other in a long time. Right. Or a situation, an opportunity, avails itself again. Going back to your
my friend's story.
Exactly, your friend's story earlier in the discussion. So
it's wild.
It's been a good topic. I've really enjoyed talking about this with you. And we're kind of coming to the end of our broadcast tonight. And next week we're going to be getting into... All right, so we're talking about vortexes and...
Energy conduits.
Okay, energy conduits.
And earth kind of cycles.
Earth cycles, that's what I was on the tip of my tongue. That's the one I was looking for.
There we go.
Yep, I think that's going to be...
I like it.
It's going to be a good one. I'm going to do some thinking, some reading ahead of time. Maybe I'll even have something interesting to say, so I don't have to just, you know, latch on to Dr. Hunter's brilliant ideas, but...
It's all right. You know, I would just like to put a shout out to everybody who's having a bit of a hard time or challenges today in this time, because I know there's a lot of it, fires and floods and storms and, you know, they only just took the alert off of where I live for evacuation alerts for fires. So thankfully, that means that for the moment, we're okay and we're into autumn and, whew, you know, we take a breath. That's awesome. Other people, well, bigger challenges. People lost their homes. People, you know, we get it. We're with you. Mm-hmm. If you need help, please reach out. Reach out to anybody. You know, ask for what you need, because nobody knows unless you tell them. And, you know, it's we're all in this together, people. So,
we are.
You know,
and we rely.
We're the human family.
And the fact that we support one another, that we're there to help one another, is also the reason that we're, you know, arguably, not definitively, but arguably the world's most prominent, powerful species. And I think, you know, sometimes it feels like cockroaches or ants gives us a run for our money. But that being said,
a shout out, if I can, to Lani in California. She's been housing her family. Thankfully, they didn't lose their home, but it was really close, and the fire is raging around there. So we have students all over the world, and we're sensitive to what you're going through and what you need. Being a human family, you got people right here. So I hope more people join us, listen in the archives. You know, we have great topics, and just to know that you're not alone, that's all.
I think that's the most important thing, to know that we're not alone in this. We draw strength from it. And, you know, also, anything really can happen. We like to think, by looking at these patterns of life, that we can see the future almost. But it's not that easy. You know, so celebrate the wins when they come along. Enjoy the good times. Because they don't always last. And right now, our thoughts are with people that are suffering and going through hard times. And we really hope that people that are going through those hard times get the help they need, because first off, it's the right thing to do. Second, it's because we are going to be in hard times, and when we are, we're just going to hope that there's somebody that has a handout that can give us, you know, the help that we need in that moment, because we're all in this together, and like Dr. Hunter said, exactly. And
but I'm never going into an old folks home, Michael. I'll be at your house.
fair enough. I mean, I'll park you. We'll put you in a wheelchair. I'll park you by the TV. Good to go. I'll have somebody check you on me every couple of days.
All right.
I mean, I'll probably be walking by. I mean, but I'm.
Yeah.
I got
wave to me.
Do.
Yeah. Nice. Well, thanks everybody.
Yeah. Thanks everybody for joining us. Please join us next week. And, you know, wishing the best to Wendy, a few other people we haven't seen in a while. We're hoping that you get to catch up with us on the archives, Dr. Edward, Dr. Angie. Miss Avenia, hope you're doing well, and please join us next week. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.